You are now listening to the U92 Sports Podcast Series. This broadcast is brought to you by WWVU-FM, West Virginia University's college radio station.
All right, baseball fans, it's time for the best baseball minds U92 has to offer. Joe Mitchin and Brandon Vantico will take you around the diamond year-round, from the winter meetings to spring training, all the way to the World Series. This is Going Yard, and it starts right now.
Hello and welcome to MLB Longest Yard. I'm currently your host, Nick Villano. I'm here with the co-host of the Longest Yard, Emily Giangreco.
Hello. How are we doing? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We have a special guest, current guest host of MLB Rawhide, also the permanent co-host of the NBA Fast Break, Eddie Santiago. Eddie.
What's up, man? What's going on?
So, first 2 weeks of MLB are in the books. Had a couple interesting storylines, but I think the biggest storyline so far this season is injuries. Would you guys?
I agree.
Nope, I'm saying Tanaka. Okay. Especially after today.
Well, Tanaka has had a very good start. He's had a very good start to his career in major leagues. But the overall story of this league is injuries, because it's pretty much hit every team. Today we're going to focus on the injuries that have happened since opening day, and I'm not talking about that Australian opening day. Talking about America opening day. So Kershaw's not on this list. We're going to start off, since we have a resident Nationals fan here,
woo-woo.
We're going to start off with the first one. Ryan Zimmerman, ugly injury. Slid into second base and demolished his finger. I think the prognosis was 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Those are always iffy. Is this going to affect the Nationals? He seems to be hurt every year anyway. But how is this going to affect the Nationals in that NL East race?
I mean, he is injured a lot. I'll give him that. But, I mean, it's still... The Nationals always, I think, come around even when he is injured. But we need him. You know what I mean? Like, we need him out there. We need him at third base. And it's just, obviously, it's going to suck those 4 to 6 weeks. And like you said, it could even be longer. I mean, at this point, he doesn't need surgery, which is awesome.
Which is insane since he demolished.
Yeah. But, I mean, he still needs time to recover. And, like, we have a tough schedule, too, with the time he's out. So, I'm just hoping we can pull through.
I think the problem with that injury is that the Nationals never really had a replacement third baseman for Zimmerman. They always have, like, some scrub going in there and playing third base. A la David Adams on the Yankees last year. But right now, I think the only thing that's their saving grace is that the Braves dealt with so many injuries that...
They still kicked our behind.
Yes. God. It did happen. That wasn't a good weekend for the Nationals, but I don't think the Braves have a good enough team right now to run away with anything. And, I mean, the Marlins, aren't the Marlins in first place right now in the NL East?
I don't think so.
They got swept this weekend, right? Well, the Marlins are going to fall off, even though Giancarlo Stanton is killing it.
George Strasburg yesterday.
Yeah. They did.
I mean, Marlins killed us.
Yeah. So, you guys are not doing so well without Zimmerman, so maybe these words don't mean much, but I'm not that worried in this NL East. I think anybody can win this because every team's not that good. So I think Zimmerman's going to hurt, but, you know, I just don't think it's going to hurt that bad. What do you think, Eddie?
I mean, they seem to do well without him in past seasons, so I don't think it's going to be that big. You know, I mean, the Nationals have a strong enough lineup with Bryce Harper, Ian Desmond, Jason Worth, and Adam LaRoche around them to just survive. So I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, I think their biggest problem right now is their pitching staff.
Yeah.
Which was coming into the season a strength for them.
Yeah, but, like, the Strasburgs looked awful. Gio hasn't looked...
He hasn't looked good since 2 years ago.
Yeah, he hasn't looked good since Atlanta, really.
All right, guys.
He was on the side, young. The year they wouldn't.
Oh, that first year when he won like 21 games, that's right. But he's like, and then Ross Detweiler got put in the bullpen, and There's a couple other guys on there that just haven't lived up to what you expected from the Nationals. So I don't think this is going to hurt injury-wise, just like missing Zimmerman from the lineup.
Yeah, I don't think that'll hurt it. Batting-wise, I think we're fine. But in the field, I think we could take some bruisings along the way.
Next on the list, I think this might be the most important injury that's happened so far this season. I know a lot of big pitchers have gone down, and you can even throw Matt Harvey in there. But I think Matt Moore missing the season with Tommy John surgery.
Insane.
That hurt. The Rays were my pick to win the AL East, and it was because of their pitching staff.
Yeah. The Yankees are going to win it. We all see that.
Okay.
Listen, beating the Cubs 3-0. Getting the Cubs 3-0 isn't that big of a deal.
Whatever. Going 8 with 10 strikeouts is something.
Listen, Tanaka looks good. I'll give you that. But Matt Moore doesn't. Matt Moore is out for the season. Tommy John surgery.
Good. But in the long run, I think it's the best decision.
Good. I'm glad he's out.
Like, for his health. Obviously, maybe not for the team. But, like, his health-wise, I mean, just from what he describes, like, he just feels like it'll get worse.
This situation was weird. Because they said, like, he left the game and they said he's fine. He won't miss a start. And then, like, a week later, he didn't play. And they're like, yo, what's going on, Matt Moore? It's like, he's got a slight UCL tear. But he's going to try to play through it. And it's like, well, actually, he's getting Tommy John. It's like, we're decided. We haven't figured it out yet. And then they're like, he got, like, three opinions, and he finally went for the Tommy John. But
it feels like every young pitcher gets Tommy John some at a little bit between, like, the high ages school. Of 21 over with. And 24.
And, like, some of these guys,
I mean, that's, two and that's three what times happens now. When you have these 12-year-old kids throwing curveballs and stuff messes up their arm, and then you see what happens when they...
Yeah.
So, stop specializing. Just play all sports, man.
Yeah.
Stop specializing until you get to college.
Yeah, they'll make you do something in college. Like, even, like, a LeBron didn't specialize until he went to the NBA, pretty much. He was a state champ wide receiver when he was in there. So, anyway... So how bad is this going to hurt the Tampa Bay Rays?
They have enough depth at pitching. David Price, Chris Archer.
His replacement is
Alex Cobb.
Alex Cobb. So they have enough depth at pitching to survive. As far as winning the division, I think you still got to keep them in the race, but I don't think they're a runaway, as much of a runaway as people had them anymore.
And you also got to remember, Jeremy Hellickson will eventually come back. I think he's on the 60-day DL, so he probably won't come back till May. But he's going to come back. Which is more than you can say about Matt Moore right now, and they have a good system, so they probably got seven pitchers in the system.
They probably got seven Matt Moores down in AAA. Yeah.
But I do think this one's gonna hurt because I thought Matt Moore was gonna be a Cy Young guy. Like, I thought he was gonna be up there this year, and he didn't make it past two starts. So I think that's really gonna hurt them.
But I'm a girl, so I have emotion for the players. I'm just like happy for him because I feel like a lot of players just like.
Yeah, strain there's
no like I'm happy that he's going through with the surgery because I feel like a lot of players go through with playing and it makes it 10 times worse. So like,
although Roy Halladay had the same injury and he never got Tommy John, he had a pretty good career. He dropped pretty quickly though.
No, the end of his career was like dropped like a weight.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's what happens. I think you can pitch through it if you're smart about it. But I think it's just easier to not.
Yeah,
worry about it.
Think he's making the best decision for himself.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Me and Eddie have talked about this. I think Chris Sale is going to be on this list soon. The way he pitches, it can't be healthy. But that's neither here nor there. We're going to move on to my and Eddie's team, the New York Yankees. I'm going to stick these both together. Mark Teixeira hurt again. I mean,
whatever.
Carlos Beltran plays first base the other night. On Sunday Night Baseball against the Red Sox. Francisco Cervelli's out, but we're not even going to mention him. I really want to talk about Mark Teixeira, and I want to talk about David Robertson. David Robertson's the back end of a bullpen that's not very good.
Whatever. I'm not too stressed about Robertson. I'm more worried about Teixeira because that takes a bat out of the lineup. And this team hasn't been scoring as is. Like, they've scored enough to win because the pitching staff has been so, so good. But...
I mean, this is how they were winning last year, and that showed it wasn't enough.
I mean, but they broke out of their slump. I think they hit, like, 13 home runs over the weekend against the Red Sox. So they broke out of the home run streak. Maybe that's part of being in Yankee Stadium. But that might be the lineup warming up.
I think
Beltran has 3 home runs since that series. Yeah. He hit one today.
I think what's unfortunate about Teixeira is that you have out of position guys playing, like, I can't even pronounce their name. Cervelli.
Cervelli.
Yeah, Cervelli and Kelly, like
Kelly Johnson.
Yeah, you need your Gold Glover back at first. I mean,
that's the one place is Teixeira is a Gold Glove first baseman.
Yeah.
Like you're taking him out for like these replacement level guys.
Yeah.
At best. Like Cervelli is a barely replacement level. Kelly Johnson's had a good season, but you need him at third.
Yes.
When you take him out, you had to, like, Solarte's been good. So
they've had
that saving grace that Solarte's been good. He hasn't been great in the field, but he's been really good at the plate. So that's helped him a lot. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about Teixeira. Just his career from now on. I think he might be done. I don't know.
That's what I was looking at.
He only has a lot of year left anyway, so.
Yeah, but it's 2 more years just watching this guy sit on the bench.
Whatever.
It's like half the Carl Pavano contract. I guess it's better than A-Rod, right?
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from about how you think it's going to take more of a hit on your team with Teixeira out, but I feel bad about Robertson. I mean, this guy has been given the closing position. I mean,
he blew his first save.
It's just, I feel like it keeps happening to him. Like,
I was worried about Robertson coming in the season because I don't know if you guys remember, but he was originally given the closest role when Mariano went down 2 years ago.
Yeah, but then he went on the DL.
He was terrible when he had the closest role. They had to give it to Soriano. Yeah. Soriano went to you guys, the Nationals.
Yep. And bum.
I don't like Soriano at all.
His contract would have ended this last year anyway.
Good. Whatever, they probably would have re-signed him.
The Nationals?
No.
I was about to be like.
He shut it down when he got the job.
Yeah, he was really good. He carried the team to the playoffs pretty much.
He shut it down. So
did he make the All-Star team that year?
Should have if he didn't. I have no idea.
This bullpen just in such disarray. Like, there's no guy behind Robertson.
Kelly's been all right.
He's terrible.
That kid, that Spanish kid, Batanquez.
Batanquez.
Yeah.
I can't say his
He's
name.
Been good.
Dellen. We'll just call him Dellen.
Dellen Betance.
He's been good. Maybe Banuelos is some guy they were looking at. I think he's in AAA right now. That I don't know what to do. Like, Phelps has been awful.
Yeah.
Out of the bullpen. And I thought he was going to win the 5th starter job. Luckily, our starters have been great, including Pineda.
Pineda's been awesome. He's arguably the 2nd best guy on the staff. I'm going to Tanaka number 1. There's no way I can go. All right.
Kuroda hasn't been bad.
Kuroda hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been as good as Pineda. Pineda's shut things down too.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I keep Kuroda right there at 3. I put CC at 4, Nova at 5.
Yeah, Nova's been awful.
He had that one awful start. We got exploded. Yeah,
what was it, 9 runs or something?
It was something bad.
7 runs, something like that. It was terrible. Pitching's been getting beat up. Bronson Arroyo got knocked for 9 runs yesterday. There was another big pitcher got blasted. Well, Jose Fernandez got blasted last week for, what was it, 7 on 3 on 3 innings?
Nah, man. Yankees pitching staff has been really good, so I'm too stressing about the starting staff.
Yeah.
But like you said, the bullpen's been a mess.
So moving on west, we're going to talk about Josh Hamilton and Cole Calhoun. More Josh Hamilton, because Calhoun just got hurt yesterday. They immediately put him on the 15-day DL. You don't really know what's going on with him. He's a rookie, so you didn't know what he was going to give, but they had a lot of hope for him. Let's talk about Josh Hamilton. Josh Hamilton started off the year insane. I think he was hitting .454.
Him and Pujols have started out pretty well.
Yeah.
Pujols got 4 home runs.
And, like, they kind of showed, like, hey, everything's
a
fluke.
It's just a bad year.
And then, boom. Out 6 to 9 weeks.
What a dummy. Slide into first base. Who does that?
He has, like, a past with sliding.
That's got to be the stupidest thing. That's a weird past.
He has a past of it.
Why would you slide into first, though?
Yeah, sliding into first has been proven to make you slower to first. So.
It's just unfortunate because it sounds like he was, I mean, this guy had a 3-year stretch, 2010, 2011, 2012, he was on fire, like, and it's just, I don't know.
Dude's a head case.
I feel bad for all these guys.
But the thing about Hamilton is that this Angels team is so fringe already that losing guys like this, like, you can't lose two outfielders. Now, what are you going to do, put Baez in the outfield? Is 40, what is he, 42?
I don't know
what they're going to do. I don't know that. I guess even if you put Baez in one spot, you don't have Calhoun at that other spot now. So now you've got to put another rookie in there or some old veteran who ain't good. This lineup doesn't look as good anymore. You might have to put Trout at three. And put, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know what you do with this lineup.
I mean, you got to keep Pujols and Trout somewhere close together. I like Trout leading off, though. I think Trout's really a really good leadoff guy.
He's kind of like Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
So I think not as fast, but, you know.
You leave Trout leading off. And then you got to find, they might have to bring in, like, Kendrys Morales as a DH or something. Put Pujols at first. And then
Kendrys Morales is apparently still looking for big money. I don't understand that.
Yeah, him and Steven Drew.
That's the other guy, Steven
Drew.
They're
obviously not on the team for a reason. Like, bro, lower your standards.
Yeah. Come for a minimum right now. Like, I would take any. Minimum is still, what, $800,000? So, do you think that this Angels team can compete right now?
I think they'll hang in there.
Well, Texas hasn't looked that good. They've played well, but they haven't looked good.
They're starting pitching outside of Yu Darvish hasn't been that good.
The A's haven't looked lights out either.
But they've been winning.
They outlasted the Angels last night.
Yeah, I watched that game. No, I watched it two nights ago when they – wait.
Last night they won 11, so.
Yeah, I watched it two nights ago when they won it in the ninth. They hit a home run in the ninth and won it 3-2.
So.
That Angels bullpen, Frary or whoever, Ernesto has been terrible too. So we're going to go to everyone's favorite team, the New York Mets. I'm just kidding. But they lost their closer, Bobby Parnell. This happened, what was it, the first day of the season, pretty much. He went down for the year. Was he Tommy John too?
Torn ligament, pitching elbow.
So, Tommy John. He's getting Tommy John, too. One appearance as the closer. 100-mile-an-hour fastball might not be there anymore.
Still can't be throwing 95.
Yeah. But can the Mets survive with Jose Valverde in the closer's role? I mean,
they weren't going anywhere with Parnell in the closer role anyways. So, I think they'll be just fine. You know, the bullpen was shaky. Starting staff is up in the air. Zach Wheeler, Jonathan Nease. They sent Noah Syndergaard, who looked really good in spring training, down to AAA for some reason. I mean, just bring your young guys up. I don't understand about baseball. Why keep your young guys in a lower level? Just let them come up and play and get major league experience.
I don't know if it works this way. I know in hockey, there's a certain way their contracts work out.
Yeah, the two-way contracts.
And, like, they'll be restricted free agents for this many years. And if they're in the majors a certain point past, then that, like, takes a year off that eligibility.
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with arbitration. Because you're, like, eligible for arbitration for this many years, and then you're just a free agent. So I think that's why they send these guys down. But if you're going to bring them up anyway, I think it's a games limit. It's not like if you're there a certain time. So you know the Mets are going to end up bringing these guys up. If they don't, then that's just dumb.
I think they have to worry more about their lineup with Lagares going down.
Yeah. But I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
But if you're worried about Lagares going down, your lineup's not very good.
Yeah, that's true, but, you know. Now they're going to probably have to move Lucas Duda to the outfield, put Ike Davis in there.
Those two. I can't believe how bad those two turned out. I thought they were in pretty good shape.
Ike Davis, his rookie year, looked really good.
And Lucas Duda had like, superstar shining moments at times. But then out of nowhere, it was just gone. No more. I mean, it's Jose Valverde, though. Valverde, he showed he was too close.
Yeah, in Detroit, he didn't, like, 2 years ago, he didn't blow a save.
And then last year,
he exploded.
He kind of pulled, like, a Brad Lynch. Yeah. Like, when Brad Lynch carried the Phillies to the playoffs, and the next year he couldn't save a game, he'd like 10 saves.
For the Astros, he couldn't save anything. No, he was good with the Astros.
Yeah, he was for the...
He was good with the Astros, played for the Phillies, yeah.
He was great that first year for the Phillies, and then the next year is when they played in the World Series, and, like, I remember as a Yankee fan, the one time he came in to save a game, I'm like, yes, Billy Wagner, let's go. Come on, I'm ready to go around the bases. This one, I think, really hurts. Third baseman for the Texas Rangers, Adrian Beltre.
Yeah.
I think he's fine. He didn't even want to go on the DL. He said he wasn't
even...
I'm pissed off because my fantasy team's got a big Adrian Beltre playing third base, and I have nobody else. I can't cut anybody. Like, the worst person on my team is Anthony Rizzo. I'm not just going to feed him to the dogs of my league. So I'm just going to hold on to Adrian Beltre at third base and just play him. Get 0 points. Freaking...
He's also the cleanup hitter, so...
Yeah, I mean, he's... And they're right now... The big problem with that is they're missing Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz was a huge part of the lineup last year. Yeah, but they traded Kinsler for him. So that... And, like, Prince is a slight upgrade... But I don't think it's enough to, like, replace Nelson Cruz's production and Kinsler's production with just Prince Fielder.
Yeah, especially with Profar gone. Profar down for the season. Well, not season, but they're gone for a while.
He's gone for a good amount of time. That was preseason, too, right? That happened in spring training.
They said he's going to be gone until, like, June or July.
I think that they, the Rangers, with all these injuries and what they lost in the offseason, they might be a candidate for a big trade this year. Because, I mean... They're running out of time. Like, that window's closing, and with the Angels looking like they're very committed to spending the money that they do and to trying to put that great team together, I feel like they're eventually going to figure it out.
They got to get some pitching.
Well, they got C.J. Wilson and Jared Weaver.
That's not saying much anymore.
Jared Weaver and C.J. Wilson are still good. Jared Weaver isn't the dominant guy he was.
Yeah.
But C.J. Wilson's still a very good number two.
Ooh, I wouldn't go there.
Look at his stats this year. He's been real good. This year, he had one bad outing, I think. But, I mean, after them, it's kind of... I couldn't even tell you who's after them. I could look it up.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, try and sign Ervin Santana back. Knowing their pitch staff.
I always wonder about that. Like, I wonder if, like, something happened. Like, why doesn't he play for them? That, like, these things that look like a fits of players that used to be on these teams. Like, I'm trying to see who's the Angels starting pitchers.
Oh.
They are. Jerry Weaver, C.J. Wilson, Hector Santiago, who's terrible. Tyler Skaggs, who's could be good, and I don't know who this guy is. Garrett Richards. He's had a good season so far. I have no idea who he is. Never heard of this guy in my life. He's apparently in his third year. He's made 32 starts.
That's fine. Good for him.
He's got a 4.3 career ERA. He sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that... how did we get on there from Adrian Beltre?
That's why I was confused. I was like, what are you looking at?
Oh, yeah, because I feel like that their window... I feel like the Rangers' window of just owning this division is closing. You got the Mariners.
They've owned it for 2 years. They've won it the past couple years. Oh, yeah,
I forgot about them. See, they're so under the radar that even after the fact, you just forget that they did that. Well, the A's are hurt this year, too. So the A's aren't going to run away with it this year. The Rangers could win this, but, I mean, if you don't... They win on offense. Like, they only got Yu Darvish, and then they got, like, Derek Holland, who hasn't been the same since 2 years ago. And... They're trying to win with the Beltres in the world, and they're just trying to win by getting runs. And if you're missing your best hitter, by far, you're not going to score runs.
Yeah, they aren't the Yankees. They can't just go out and win with offense.
Do you have anything else to add, Emily?
No. I'll leave it with that one.
Okay. So the last big injury I want to talk about is Jose Reyes.
Now he'll be back on Friday, they said.
Yeah, he's coming back.
But is he going to be Jose Reyes? Like, this happens every year.
When he's in there, he plays well. It's just a matter of fact, if he's
in there. Sometimes he comes back early. He's known to come back early from injuries. And then he gets hurt right afterwards.
Can we talk about that he was hurt? First inning. First game.
We could talk about that.
Can we talk
about that? Jose Reyes got hurt in the first inning. It was the first game.
First inning the first game.
Those of you who I saw spend $15 to $20 on him in your fantasy league. You don't look very good right now.
It's not a good start.
What do you think about this Blue Jays team in general? I mean, you've seen a very up and down first couple weeks. Are
finishing at the bottom of the division. I don't see them finishing any higher than fifth in the
Are they going to be as bad as they were last year?
Yep. They're not going to be any better. The pitching staff got worse.
I don't think you could be get worse than Josh Johnson's 6 point something ERA and Ricky Romero's 11 ERA.
They got worse. You're gonna really depend on Lowry, Jed Lowry. Is it Jed or Brett? One of them is
it's
there.
Brett. Jed Lowry's in the Oakland.
Okay, so you're gonna really depend on Brett Lowry at third base. Edwin Encarnacion, who's an awful fielder.
He's terrible on the field. So is Batista. Batista's not very good.
He has a freaking whip for an arm, though.
Yeah, he's got a good arm, but he just mismanages. He misjudges balls all the time, and it's annoying. Like, he does that. Yeah. He does what happens on U92 softball, where you take a step in, and then you watch you over your head, you're like, God damn it.
So, yeah, they're just not, whatever.
So, no, this team how let me ask you this. How is Jose Reyes' career going to look like after it's all said and done?
Well,
if he can ever get back to that stretch of whatever 5 years where he was the best shortstop in baseball, I think he'll finish pretty. He'll be fine.
Do you think
he just needs to get out of this little injury thing he's been in for the past like 2 or 3 years?
He's only in his third year in a 6 year contract. He
I've heard worse.
Yeah. A-Rod.
Albert Pujols. That's looking pretty bad right now, but he must be mad because he's got to pay so much more taxes in Canada than he did in Miami. There's no state taxes in Miami, and there's a ton
too
of taxes,
many taxes in Canada.
So he must just be madder than heck right now. But beyond that,
he's making the money.
Yeah, but would
and
you?
I don't even think does he have to pay to Canada? He lives in Dominican Republic. He doesn't.
No, you pay the taxes in the state that you work in.
That sucks.
I don't know how that works, though. Does he get paid by baseball, or does he get paid by the...
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I guess he gets paid by Toronto, because people go to Miami because they don't have to pay state tax.
Whatever.
So, Jose Reyes, do you think... Are you... Looking at your crystal ball, is this going to be a favorable career when it's all said and done?
I mean, his hamstrings. It's not like he's been... It's not like season-ending injuries. It's just been hamstrings, really, for him. I think
he'll come back.
Hall of Fame?
No.
No.
The way these baseball writers, they don't put anybody in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's true.
But
they literally
but
didn't.
No, but hamstrings can linger. Hamstrings can linger out because my brother, he ran track back in high school, and he had a hamstring problem 1 year. And, like, it's chronic. It keeps coming back, so it's not going to go away. It's just, he has to strengthen it. If he doesn't strengthen his hamstrings, it's going to be the rest of his career.
Yeah.
All right, before we bid you guys adieu, I do want you guys to tell me one key thing that you've seen in the first 2 weeks. The one thing that stood out. I think I know what Eddie's going to say. So
I'm not going to bring up the Yankees this time.
All right. Well, then, Eddie, what's one thing that you've seen this first 2 weeks of the season that's really stood out?
I'm actually going to talk about the Red Sox.
Oh, jeez.
Their pitching staff hasn't been as good as people think. Their pitching staff was labeled one of the best in the AL East, and they've just been really bad. They've been...
Buckholz has been
bad. Yeah, Buckholz isn't bad. John Lester hasn't pitched too well either. And who's the other guy? Dubrun.
Yeah.
He got smacked around a little bit. So,
Lackey hasn't looked as good.
Yeah, Lackey looked good. He looked solid against the Yankees.
He allowed 4 runs. That's not solid.
He looked solid. He didn't.
Four runs over
7 innings.
I don't like that. You need to allow 3 or less for it to be. And statistics say this too. To be a quality start, you need 3 or less runs. Excuse me.
And the fact that Shane Victorino isn't in the lineup is hurting them a lot.
They just don't look as good this year.
Oldest team in the league.
I just don't. Maybe that's what it is. There's just something about them that's just not scary.
They got these young guys in there. Bogarts and
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Who've played really well.
Jackie Bradley Jr.'s speed has been really well. He's shown some... immaturity
at the plate.
Yeah. What was it? He swung at every pitch except for one time in one game. But I see what you're saying with the Red Sox. Emily, what's your storyline?
I mean, I am probably just going to go and give it to Tanaka. Just because I didn't think that he would be as good as everyone made him out to be.
Certified ace, bro. Yeah. Certified ace.
Well, who did he join
him today? And Strasburg.
Yeah, him and Strasburg, like the first pitchers to be able to, like, pitch 10 strikeouts in their first 3 outings or something.
Yeah,
like
8 strikeouts in their first 3 outings.
8?
Yeah.
That's insane. That's, I mean, yeah, he's not Daisuke. I think we could establish.
He's closer. He's closer to Yu Darvish than he is Daisuke.
Because Daisuke, like even Daisuke.
Daisuke had a solid year, and then he just.
But you could see how you can get tape on Daisuke and figure it out. It's not like Tanaka's doing something that nobody's ever done that maybe you could figure out.
And he's his just, third start now. It's not like.
He's pitching. He's just pitching gas.
Yeah, because he's throwing up there 94, 95.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, he taps out like 92. I see him throwing 95.
I'm going to... there's just so many disappointments for those first 2 weeks. I mean, the National, sorry, Emily, but...
Okay. Let's not discuss it.
Why are you getting swept? That ain't cool. The Diamondbacks, I know Van Sickle who was huge on the Diamondbacks? Van Sickle
was huge on them.
They've looked awful. They looked just terrible. The AL West, though, like, Oakland still looks strong, even though they lost Jared Parker and AJ Griffin. You have, Miami's look strong at times. They got swept this weekend, so that doesn't look good. But you have the Yankees coming back from a dismal start. So, it looks like the entire MLB is going to have great seasons, besides obviously Houston, because they're just terrible.
Houston's been competitive, though. It's not like they've lost blowouts. They've been real competitive.
Yeah, but they're still, what, like 5-something right now?
It's a lot more wins than some. Like, the Diamondbacks, they got more wins than the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks have been terrible.
And the Cubs, they got more wins than the Cubs and the White
Cubs,
Sox.
Well, we knew the Cubs were going to be terrible. And the White Sox, Adam Dunn hasn't been that bad. Can't even blame Adam Dunn. It's been
Abreu. Jose Abreu's been a beast.
Yeah. He's been good. But yeah, I mean, I think that's it. Is there anything else that I missed?
The Yankees are winning it all this year.
Okay. No, the Nationals are.
Okay. I need to get out of this room full of bias. For Nick Villano, Emily Denman, and Eddie Santiago.
Denman?
Oh. Wow, you should.
Wow!
There's too many Emilys.
It's a jerk move, man.
That was a jerk move.
That's really bad.
All right. Emily Jean Greco, Eddie Santiago. Listen, Emily Denman is the one I always had to sign up for.
I understand that's the one you're always with, but... You're clearly not worth it.
I know.
I know. I actually like my life right now. Goodbye. That's
bye. Goodbye, folks.
This is a product of the U92 Sports Department. The opinions on this podcast are not necessarily the opinions of WWVU-FM or West Virginia University.